Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer. We're live here at the SiriusXM studios at the Wynn in Las Vegas. And I have a passion for two things, guys. I have a passion for time and I have a passion for sales. It was born into me and I'm always looking for the best solution, the best partners and the best ideas to use my time to utilize the ability to articulate a quantitative value to exceed what I'm asking for. And when I ran into Apollo.io, I said, there's a partner I need. And I definitely have taken a great interest, especially with the COO, Matt Curl, here today on the Universe episode of Office Hours. Matt Curl, welcome to Office Hours.
Thank you. Excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
So I've been in sales probably longer than most of the people here have been born. And I was noted at the young age of 5 that I was a born salesperson. But I didn't become a sales professional until I graduated law school. And I was trained to be a true sales professional. I actually studied Tony Gwynn because I was a huge fan. He was a mentor and he was, for me, a professional at what he did. He wasn't necessarily the best baseball player skills and talent wise, but he was a professional. He practiced and he studied. And I'm always looking for the best tools and processes to be a salesperson. But unfortunately, over the years, as AI, especially in other technologies that advance, these tools have been fragmented. The processes were still manual and I'm a time freak and I knew there had to be a better way. And so when I learned about Apollo.io, I reached out and said, hold on guys, I am your guy. Tell me how I can be of service of value. Show me how this stuff works. And you had the right vibe and the right technology to create efficiency, effectiveness, and statistical success. What is the secret sauce in the GTM world, in the process world to make Apollo.io not only so efficient, but effective and statistically successful?
It's a great question. I think, you know, my background, I sort of had a technical background, but got into sales very early, sort of by accident, and ended up running a sales team and scaling it as a VP of sales. And this has been at the dawn of RevTech, which is sort of modern go-to-market technology. I think what a lot of people don't realize, if you look at the S&P 500, a lot of tech companies aren't just tech companies in terms of the products they develop, but they're also tech companies in terms of how they run their go-to-market machinery. So their approach to sales, their approach to marketing is a very tech-forward approach. And when you think about what the best companies in the world are doing, they're taking what is modern, really sophisticated technology, and they're deploying that into their sales and their marketing engines. That creates a lot of complexity and a lot of really interesting power that can come from it. So that complexity comes with immense power. What's happened over the last 15, 20 years in the space is that point solution after point solution has been developed. So more and more software has been developed, but it's become overwhelming. So unless you're really like a tech company, one of maybe a lucky 10,000 companies in the world, you can't really afford to either procure and buy all of this software and technology, or you can't afford to or find the right talent that knows how to actually orchestrate and put this technology together to deliver superior outcomes. So the way I think about Apollo and why it's so special and why I joined and why it's so unique is we're finding a way to make that much simpler, much easier to use. And with the dawn of AI, one thing AI is very effective at is helping guide people through very complex tasks. You see this with programming is a very common place. You see companies like Cursor and Glean that have really taken off in this space as well. You're seeing companies like Lovable on the app space that are developing as well. There's never really been an approach to that in go-to-market. And Apollo is doing precisely that for the reason you're talking about, which is we want to empower the seller to be as effective as humanly possible using all modern go-to-market and technology. And with the dawn of AI, it's just giving us so much potential and opportunity. So it's a really exciting time to be in the space.
Amazing. CJ, what are your thoughts?
No, that's great. I didn't know we were talking to you today, and I actually invested in Apollo. So this is crazy that I'm actually talking to you and, you know, investing in the company. So yes. I'm glad I'm talking to you. So you make my investment kind of sound surreal right now. but I just wanted to ask you, just with everyone talking about AI, can you talk about where you see AI going? And everyone's talking about how AI is going to take over all these jobs and stuff like that. Where do you see AI going in the next like 4 to 5 years?
I think AI is going to go a lot.
You say days or years?
Yeah, it's already happening.
I think there's two camps, especially in Silicon Valley. I live in the Bay Area. There's definitely a camp of it's going to replace everything. I think there's a larger camp, and I'm in the camp of more it's going to augment, and it's going to allow people to do the skills-based things that they're great at. Sales is a skill and a craft, and it takes a long time to hone and perfect that skill. But in order to be super effective at it, you also need a lot of technology to underpin you and help you be as effective as possible. So I think what's going to happen with AI more and more is jobs are going to be able to go back to their core root of what you're supposed to be doing, which is refining your craft. If you look at most companies today and you ask people, this is not even just specific to sales, though there are many stats on this in sales today, how much time do you spend actually doing the thing that you were hired to do for, the craft of selling, or the craft of being a lawyer, or the craft of an engineer, whether it's mechanical or software, et cetera? There's so much time that's wasted. And I think what AI is really going to be effective at doing is removing a lot of that glut that has sort of covered everyone's time and allow them to focus on what they're great at. So when I think about the next 4 to 5 years of AI, I think it's going to find a way to supercharge people that are already naturally very good at their craft and take them to another level. And I think it's going to take them to another level by unlocking things that they can creatively tap into. It's going to speed them up. It's going to provide more context and more information. So I think these people that can learn how to really interact with this supercharged system of AI are just going to do unparalleled things. So I don't really believe in replacement that robots are going to be selling, for example, in the future. I'm sure you may see that for, you know, like a B2C website where, you know, if you're on Amazon.com, you're not interacting with a human today. I can imagine a more personalized experience there. But I don't see a world where you have active sellers that are engaging in a complex problem solution, that are really learning about your needs and why this product is a great fit for your business, is going to be replaced by an AI agent, for example. I think the AI is purely going to serve to help accelerate that experience and make it better for both parties. So that's where I see it really going. I think broader in the AI space, you're just seeing the rise of more and more LLMs. I think there's more foundational models, and you're starting to see investments on companies that are trying to stitch these models together. So what we're finding even early is there's a lot of phantoms. There's a lot of false information. There's famously a report that came out, I think, a little bit ago about Deloitte, I believe is who it was, got in trouble because they sort of published a research paper to a government, and it had cited sources that were made up, and it had actually like laws that were made up. And I think this is going to become a persistent problem. So I think we still have a ways to go where these models have to get smarter. They have to be more accurate. And I think for all those reasons, I'm more in this augmentation camp, at least in the next 4 to 5 years.
Craig Goldberg, what do you think?
It's such an interesting topic. So my company is InHarmony Interactive, and we're focused on sound and vibration. We're a direct-to-consumer brand. We have been embracing AI for the better part of the last year and a half. The functional side, the operational side, and those hallucinations are very real. We solve for some very real problems. I've also been in sales since I'm 19. Let's just say that's been a long time. And I agree with you. My grandfather taught me proper planning prevents poor performance. And as a salesperson going out there, focusing on the consultative approach, the relationship side of sales, the more prepared I could be for that call that I was going to take that afternoon, the more research I could do, the more prepared I was, the better that call was going to go, the better insight I had. It's one of the things I absolutely love about what you do and how you do it with Apollo.io. What are some of the AI problems that you're solving for right now that are some of the bigger issues that we might not see on the public side, but internally at the company that you're working through as far as a problem solution for the next week, or to your point, 5, 6, 10 days, 20 days, 30 days, that sort of thing?
Great. One of the things I'm most excited by is our AI assistant that came out. Why I'm so excited about it is I want you all to kind of understand that in a traditional company, even a tech company, I was a checker previously, we employed, I don't know, call it 25 or 30 people in go-to-market that are just professionals in the software and the services that keep go-to-market as effective as possible. That is 25 to 30 people worth of context, knowledge, information about, you know, how do I take information off of someone that form filled on a website, and how do I enrich that information and bring in the right amount of data and give that to our sellers? And then how do I generate an email automatically if it came as an inbound inquiry and get that to go out to the person that sent the inbound inquiry and make it hyper-personalized. And why do I do that? To speed up the time between them filling out a form and me knowing who they are and our sales team calling them and it routing to the right person on our team so that we don't send a very small customer to an enterprise account executive, or we don't send a very large customer that's sophisticated to a brand new salesperson at the company who's been here for a month. There's all of this machinery and plumbing behind it. Apollo handles all of this, and we have all of that same complexity from a technical perspective. Internally, we launched an assistant. What's beautiful is you can just tell it what you want it to do in human language. So you can say things like, I have a 50-person sales team, and I want large leads that are companies that are, you know, in this list to always route to these AEs. And it will just do that for you. And I think that's incredible. Another great application, there's this very common thing in sales called sequencing, where you are working an account list. So let's imagine I'm working at the Fortune 500 and I'm trying to target CFOs at the Fortune 500. I'm taking all of those contacts and I'm going to put them through a pretty heavy campaign. And that campaign might be a couple emails, a call. I might even send a direct mail coffee to their office and try to get them to look at our product or services that way. But that's called a sequence. That is an orchestration of a bunch of messaging that needs to be hyper-personalized, hyper-targeted, and really like land at the right time. Once they interact with it, the messaging that follows that also needs to adapt. AI is particularly strong at this, and that's another area of investment. But you can also do AI research on the fly, so you can learn more about who you're talking to. You can listen to the sentiment of how they're replying back and make smarter responses. These are all places where AI, to your point about proper preparation, knowing who you're talking to, it's all a conversion game. And if you stand out and you're prepared and you have more context and more information and more speed and you're faster, and when you talk to the prospect or you talk to your customer, you're more prepared, you know more about their business, you know more about their needs, you are just going to win more often. And I think that that is two great places where AI is coming in. One other one that I really love is I've got a company that's expanding internationally. And so all of that messaging framework, that sequencing I talked about, they now are trying to convert into different languages. They used our AI assistant inside of our product and just said, can you actually just convert this into Portuguese? And within like 10 seconds, the entire campaign flipped into Portuguese. All the language was remapped. The emails are now going out in Portuguese. And it just happened within like 15 seconds.
So
that is typically
months
of work.
Okay.
And it's just incredible how AI can speed this up.
That's amazing. And let me just kind of, I'm going to ask you to walk me through something if you can. I'm not sure if you can or not. Sure. But let's say there's an insurance agent, like a life insurance agent, which requires a 60-day process to take someone from hello to yes, whether it's on Zoom or face-to-face. And that agent also gets, let's say, 700 qualified leads a month through social media. Now, when I hear the word AI agent, right, and then in the life insurance game, it is a complicated sale. I have an idea, like if we have meeting number one, the AI could put together a beautiful email, set up the next appointment, I dot and T cross some of the things that were talked about. What other things am I missing there to create that massive scale? Let's say that this team goes from 800 to 8,000 leads a month, but we still need the human touch on the yes part when someone's going to write a check, but also build the best rapport on the hello part over that 60-day process. If you could walk me through something like that, I'd love it.
Sure. Great question. So let's take that as an example of like an inbound lead flow. You're selling insurance. When that person's coming in, ultimately in that inbound lead, the person that's putting that intent in to talk to that life insurance sales agent is probably putting some amount of information about who they are. There's a back-end process that should be happening called form enrichment. And in form enrichment, you're taking the payload of that person that put the inquiry to talk to the sales rep. You should be looking up everything you possibly can about that person. Who are they? What's their job? What's their job history? Why might they want to talk to your company? Do they have prior contacts with your company? Were they a previous customer of yours once before? That information should be literally served up on a platter to your sales team. And before they're even on that call, even if that call is scheduled to start in 5 minutes from the time that form fill happened, that salesperson that's showing up to have that conversation should have a full brief on everything that they can possibly know about the person they're about to get on the phone with. That is how they should be starting their call.
And they could get that from Apollo.
I would leverage that.
Okay. And we could get that from Apollo like right away. We pay for, well, I don't know.
15 seconds.
Yeah. Got it. So it's not just go on ChatGPT.
This is exactly why I have been screaming from the top of the mountain about Apollo, even before they started to implement the AI side, because I saw, just like I saw at West Publishing in 1992, what was going to happen when the technology caught up to the system of just the key number system, the digest system that existed in the legal space. The same thing was true with my other expertise, which was in sales, which you guys understand, which is he's the only smart one who got in early and invested. CJ and his angel investments just shows you who really is smart here at the table. But Apollo is taking the capabilities that your salespeople don't have to utilize, and now they can handle more calls to close, let the opening, the input, the analysis, the data, and it not only gives them more time to close. It gives them much more information to create a greater statistical success and effectiveness. That's why for me, I've been screaming from the top of the mountain for all the sales professionals out there, no matter what industry they're in, the AI assistant in Apollo itself will exponentially, quantitatively provide your sales force more revenue. Period. And that's why I wanted to have Matt on here. He's truly a sales guy at heart, but he truly, unlike most salespeople, he actually understands the technology more than the surface level like me.
I built it from scratch. You know, I've been around it since the dawn of time. I've been in the systems that have built these. I've been on the companies that have built these. And I think a big part of what we're saying is exactly what you're hitting on there, which is this technology many companies use, but it's a very small number of those companies that actually deploy this. And I think it's now become possible for any business to tap into this. I mean, even on the inbound side, which we're talking about, we can go even one step deeper. We can tell you who's on your website, even if they don't form fill. And so just think about how many companies have websites where people come in and don't ever fill out a form and they leave. Most companies don't do anything. They just lose that traffic forever. That is something that has been unblocked by very sophisticated companies for a while. But you can do that as well inside of our platform. We're really democratizing really good technology and making AI make it easier than ever before.
Changing the universe episode of Office Hour. We are blessed to have partners like Apollo.io, like Matt Curl, the COO of Apollo. Matt, thanks for taking the time to teach us, inspire us. Everybody reach out to Apollo. I promise you, especially you, buddy, you have so many leads, you don't know what to do with it. It's companies like those that really benefit from Apollo. Because if you got the leads, then you really can use Apollo. Thank you so much,
Matt. Hardest thing to get.
Right. That's the hardest part. And let the closers close, as they always say. Thank you, Matt Curl, for joining us. This is Dave Meltzer with Office Hours.